Such a great high priest who has traversed the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, we should be dominating in our, and what we said was confession, right? I know y'all remember all that from last week. We should be dominating in our confession, and we even talked a little bit about it. And as I sat there looking at it, something didn't look right to me. And in fact, even once, as I was listening back through the teaching from last week, one time I used the word profession instead of confession. That one tiny thing has been energizing me for days. I couldn't wait to get here to share it with you because it is one of those things that is so simple and it is so true and it is so powerful that it can change your day literally every day. It's that simple, but it really is that way. As I look into it, I found a couple of fascinating things. First of all, this noun, homologia, is used six times. Okay? Six times. Three of those times are in the letter of Hebrews. Three times out of the six. When you go look at the older translations, like for instance, the King James, you go back to the King James, it translates that word, homologia, five times profession and one time confession. When you look at the New King James Version, the newer translations, six out of six is confession. When you look at, for instance, the New American Standard Bible, six out of six is confession. So it's like, get this, over time, the word that had been mostly translated profession literally for centuries has become translated confession. And when you look at the word in the Greek, the first part of it, homo, means together or the same. Okay? And then logia comes from Lego. And people say it's speaking. But it's much more than just speaking. Laleo is the idea of speaking or talking about something. Lego is very specific. It literally means to speak to a conclusion. The way I've talked to you about it over years is to lay it out for you. Jesus would look at his guys and say, let me lay this out to you, right? He's laying it out, concluding the matter so that you can look at it. That's this word, okay? So it's the same, speaking to a specific conclusion or to conclude a matter. That's this word. When you look at the word confession, you have a different definition than when you look at the word profession. I played around, you know, calling a couple people, talking to a couple people about it. And what I found is just like I had gotten in the habit of, for me, I'm going to give myself an excuse, okay? If you look at a lot of different translations, one time it's confession, another time it's profession. So in your mind, it's like those are kind of pretty much just the same thing. They're almost interchangeable. And I talked to several people, and that was the response that I got. But the fact of the matter is they're not. They're very different. Say very different. Very different. Say it like you mean it. Very different. They're very, I'm telling y'all, before you walk out of here, you're going to be going, yes, I'm so glad I was here to hear this, okay? They're very different words. In fact, I wrote this down. I talked to one person, And he started laughing, and he quoted, we probably call it an axiom. He said, the only people who confess are criminals and lovers. And I started laughing. I was thinking about it. He thought that was clever. I hadn't heard that before. But as I meditated over it, I came back a little bit later in the conversation. I said, you know, actually, lovers don't confess. They profess. Okay? Because confession is an avowal. You're admitting to something, usually with the kind of a bad connotation. Normally, you're confessing. You're admitting that something went on. Okay? That's confession. That's why in the church, when you look at it religiously, you go look up the word confession, you'll come up with pages of, you know, the ritual, the rite, if you will, of confession that's in the church, quote unquote, in the church. And the idea is you're all the time admitting to something that you've done wrong. Well, think about how we spent the first 15 minutes talking about after the song, how God loves us and how we've got to learn to believe that and quit trying to gain it or quit trying to earn it. One of the ways you do it all the time is confession. You confess, and I thought about James 5:16. It says, confess your faults to one another. Now, that's using the verb, right? Okay. Homologeo, not homologeo. It's the verb, but you have the idea of the same meaning. But where that says that, it doesn't say anything about God. First of all, it uses paraptoma, which is trespass. You've done something purposefully, or it was an accident, but you have trespassed on somebody. And it says to confess that to whom? One another. Yes. Doesn't say anything about God. I just quoted it, right? But it just never dawned on me that it doesn't say that you're supposed to be confessing this stuff to God so that you'll be healed. He said you confess it to one another. In other words, when you screwed up, admit it. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. How many people do you know in your lives that your relationship with them would be, quote, healed? If they could do something that simple, just say, screwed up, I'm sorry. And we get that as in, I have this fault, I have this weakness in my life, and so I'll tell you about it, and that will make me better.